Hey, this is Antoine
Blog
back
Talk
again.
Radio.
This is Grudge Inc., Slaughterhouse Racing. We're back online. We had a drop off. I do have number 4074 up.
All right, this is Jay Barnes, Slaughterhouse Racing. Antoine, what's the word? This system is kicking your butt, Antoine.
Yeah, the system's putting it to me.
So listen, man, I heard you had a good show going, and now all of a sudden you got to get it back up and going. That's hard. Once the engine died down, to build it back up now. So what you gonna do?
Hey man, I'm just gonna a few guys is waiting on to go back live. They're trying in and in to get back on the line. I see a few on the dashboard coming in now.
Okay.
Well, listen,
what was the topic
today?
What was the topic tonight? You might as well, while everybody called back in, fill me in. What was the topic tonight?
Well, our topic tonight was, what do you think about True Street Street Car Class? And where these street car classes are being held, several tracks. I know down south they're having a pretty big thing down south with the street car classes, and they're getting some things moving. And up here up north, we're trying to make it blow up ourselves.
What's considered a true street car? Because you know that can be misleading. So, you know, tell me, you know, why you waiting on all your people to get back on? Educate me on what's a true street car.
Well, the true street car where we have a definition for is an all steel body, factory full interior. It can have a roll bar because for safety issues, but it's stock suspension. 275 or 28, 10 and a half on the back, you know, all steel. Only thing fiberglass could be the hood. Full exhaust to the rear or over the rear is what we do. You know, small block is what we normally run in a class, but there are some big block true street cars. But if a car is set like that, one carburetor, cash intake, one system, small block is what we generally run. That's what we like to run.
That's a true street car.
That's a true street car.
That the car that you just named to me is a car. I don't know if you're familiar with them. It's a group down south that's called the White Boys. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah, I heard they got a Monte Carlo.
Yeah. And they got a Monte Carlo called it Super Freak, but they got it's a G-body with full interior, uh-huh. Just what you said. And also, you know, that thing is pretty fierce now. And also, you know, SEAL Team 6 out of Georgia, they got a car that sit like the one you just mentioned, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, it's a few cars out there that that can get a little recognition. I mean, so I don't know how fast those true street cars are, but it's some pretty fast true street cars out there, as you call it. It's some pretty fast cars out there.
See, I've seen a few of them in action. I've seen the that four-door LTD that the SEAL Team 6 have, and that thing is, that's a mean little street car. The Carlton, up here in Virginia, they got a black G-body. It runs real good.
Okay.
And there's a few up on this in Iran. A guy by the name of Kenny Beecham with a grocery getter. She's pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I know Kenny Beecham. He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, really good guy. And there's a few down south. I've seen a guy, Cameron. I know he wrecked his car here not long ago.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to get it back together. To come back out, because I fully had a race with him August the 8th. But he tore his car, but I don't know if he's going to make it August the 8th.
Where are you going August the 8th?
Got to be at Butch Creek. We're going to run up here in Mechanicsville, Maryland. And we have a big race there. We're going to run there. It's going to be a good show.
Well, I would hope so, because that's a good event.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you help push it. I hope you help promote it, because Buzz Creek, August the 8th, is a Grudge Inc. event. You know, Grudge Inc., Larry T., Long Island Joe, JB. And so I'm glad to know that, you know, that you are aware of it and that you help pushing it, you know.
Yeah, I'm pushing it. Because I'm going to be in a tender. So, you know, I'm having a few guys come over, you know, to come check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good to know.
That was it.
That's good.
I run there back in May the 28th. We ran over Bus Creek at a Grudge Inc. Race then.
That's right.
It was a real good show. And I had a run with Kenny Beecham that Saturday.
Okay.
It turned out real nice.
Let me tell you this, you know that Grudge Inc. will be in Maryland twice that month in August.
Okay. Yeah, and Cecil, right?
That's right, that's right. Cecil County. So I'm hoping, I don't know if you can make both of them, but I hope you can.
I'll be making both of them.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Now, let me tell you about a belt that I got, a Grudge Inc. national belt that I got in my hand. Just shifting gears here for a minute. I got a Grudge Inc. national belt here, Extreme Small Block national belt that if you remember, Peter Small Block won the Extreme Small Block belt last year up in Cecil. And then he was stripped from it because he showed his time.
Right.
The next week. And then Fletcher Cox, the football player, won it. And he defended it a couple of times. And he I think he sold his car. And so that title is still vacant. And so we're looking for extreme small block champion. And what a nicer small block champion. That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Now, what that means is that, you know, by meaning extreme, it can have multiple, the small block can have multiple color, it can have multiple carburetors. And sit on 28, it can have multiple carburetors, it can be, you know, a tricked out car, in other words. That's what we call it extreme. It don't have to be stock suspension.
Okay, so you can be louder bar pulling, huh?
Yeah, The only thing that's important is it's got to have stock style front suspension. It can't be a pro mod, you know.
Right.
So I'm just saying to you, you know, we're looking for an event to put that belt up. You know, we always put the belts up in a shootout, and then once the recipient has the belt, then he defended at a grudge race, you know. So, you know, we're looking for that. And I was trying to think of who do you have that would, in your area, that would be a strong contender for a national title now. National title mean that, you know, that's going to be the cream of the crop. That's going to be guys coming from everywhere, you know, to get you. So who do you have in that area that could sit, you know, put possibly participate in a title bout for an extreme national belt?
Well, we have a small block S10 we have over here. In my camp, it got a real decent small block in it. Getting that situated now, that would be a contender in it. And we also have another camp out there, Drummond Race Camp. They have a decent small block in a Mustang on nitrous. Now, this is all nitrous, right?
All nitrous.
Yeah, you got a Mustang for the all night, and they do have a S10 pickup.
And it can have multiple carburetors.
They can have what now?
It can have multiple carburetors. You know,
okay.
It don't have to be a single carburetor. You know, now we have a national title, but it's a we do have another small block nitrous, but it's a single carburetor belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, separating the extreme from the from what we consider, for lack of a better word, average. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The
Yeah, most of the stuff we got over here are single carburetor. So we probably
uh-huh.
fit in that class a little better than extreme. We don't have an extreme small block that's set like that at the moment.
Well, listen, getting you back to your show, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to hold you too long about your show, but, if any of your guys want to get in the conversation, you know, if they hit the one button, we'll be able to see their hand up and we'll be able to talk to them a little bit. So any of you guys that want to get in this conversation or continue off where y'all left off on your old conversation, all right, here we go. We got one. I'm going to be your engineer here for a minute. You got a 410-2738. 410-2738. Welcome to the Rudd Jinx Slaughterhouse Racing. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, my name is TJ.
TJ, what's going on with you?
What's up?
Listen, man.
What's going on?
I know, listen, do you have anything in the small block world today? You tell me. Where you at in the small block world?
I'm with the Slaughterhouse crew.
Oh, you with the club? Okay, so but let me ask you this now. As far as who do y'all consider y'all biggest rivals in the Slaughterhouse crew?
We don't have any. We just run who pull up beside us. I mean, we are the baddest on the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
So we scare quite a few of them.
Okay. So y'all eliminate competition. I'm gonna be gone for 1 second. Okay, I'll be right back.
Big Bridge, you online?
Yeah, I'm back like an 8-track.
Mm-hmm.
I was down on that for a while.
I see a few fellas on here. Nobody putting their hand up.
I try to get Mark on here. Capel.
What's your number? I don't know if Drummond's on here tonight. I think his number is 28-something. I know Jeff Rogers, he coming back on here. I'm quite sure he'll be back. Look, everybody over here, you know, we got a topic talking about street cars or whatsoever, small block class. Anybody got any input on that, you know, you feel free to hit that one button and give us your input on the streetcar class. Is growing. What you think about it? Is it more interesting than watching the extreme big tar stuff or, you know, some of the big tar grudge cars, which I like them, but I'm pretty much a stock suspension guy myself. And the streetcar class, I think, is an up-and-coming class, which is a lot of people was trying to get into. And I think it's a feasible class. It's good for the low-budget man, in a sense. What do you guys think that are on the line that may have some input on this? You know, like I said, you can push the one button, and I'll see your hand up, and you can go ahead and put your word in on it. So, you know, Mr. Price, what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm partial to a small block. That's what I have. I don't, you know, I ain't in a string, and it's not a string small block as of yet, but for around here, I think it'll do the job, you know. We'll
mm-hmm.
be making some changes in 2016. But for now, she'll be stout enough to hold a few fellas off. You know, it's just the point of trying to get these guys going, trying to get them acclimated to the grudge world a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, everybody can get together so we can have some fun. Of course, we're gonna support Grudge Inc. August 8th, Buzz Creek, Maryland, and then at Cecil County. I don't have that date right offhand, but we'll be in the house. August 22nd, August 8th, we will be in the house, slaughterhouse to the front,
mm-hmm.
MF-er.
There you go. Now I got another gentleman on the line, 9393, which I think is Mr. G Force himself on here.
What's up, man? I'm proud of you, dog. And I just called to, you know, let you know, man, I'm proud of you, what you're doing and trying to get the Grudge Game built up on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. You got a little excitement going on Wednesday night. You know, them boys want to come back across that bridge and try to skin something, but they ain't got nothing coming. They're going to get the rude awakening again just like they did the first time. And that's all I got to say about it. But for right now, you know, hey, man, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you're doing, man. You know you my boy. And, you know, small blocks. And we got some big blocks in the camp coming, too. It's all in good time, you know what I'm saying? And I like
mm-hmm.
the small
mm-hmm.
tire stuff that we're doing so far, you know. And like you said, you know, you got this game we're in, and it's drag racing, you know what I'm saying? And it costs money, and everybody got a little money in the game, skin in the game, you know what I'm saying? And, you know,
right.
it's egos and attitudes, all that goes with it. That's the nuance, the smell of the sports, as you were said, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
we going to do what we going to do, but at the same time, we're going to have fun while we're doing it, and we're going to respect each other. That's what I like about what's going on so far, and I just want to say you're doing a good job, man, Antoine. I'm going to leave it at that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening in.
Good to go, man. I'm glad you came in and gave me that. I'm trying to make things happen around here, and I'm trying to get some people on board. A few guys that, you know, we've been racing with for years, you know, and just to get them on board a little grudge racing and get them in the mix. I think that with the others that will come out of town, you know, from all over the place, you know, Grudge Inc. is like I said, a sanctioned body, which we allow to put a race on. We'll bring many people to the local drag strip in this area, and we will put on a good show. I think the show we put on will be just as good or better than some shows that we have been used to. But I think we'll put a show on that'll make them fans and want us to come back for more to put on, you know, more shows.
I believe that, my brother. You know,
the Grudge Game is where drag racing actually originally started.
Right.
It started there. In the years that drag racing started, it started as grudging. There were people grudge racing on the street, and that elevated to the point of where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know there's many people out there who love to watch the sport. Some of them would love to attend the sport. Some just love being around it because the good hospitality that it brings. With the people bring, I bring many family members out.
Right.
Antoine.
But you have something yourself, don't you, Mr. G Force? I mean, I know it's not done
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, we don't get there. We down right now, but we in 2016 we should have some all pressure, and we will be back with a 23 degree small block with a couple kits on it, and we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Antoine,
God willing, everything work out, we'll be all right.
Mark Appel,
yeah, right.
I think he's on the line. 302.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and take Mark, though.
It's a couple 302s on here.
Right.
What's the last four?
Hold on a minute.
Is it 0831?
Hold on. Let me look. Let's see. Yep, 0831.
He got to hit the one. Mark, if you're listening, hit the one button.
Hey, Antoine, how I go back to you?
Just hit the mute button.
I'll mute you off. I got you.
Okay, just mute me off, though. Thank you.
All right.
Hit the one bar, Mark, so.
Mark hit it yet? No. All right, let me see. 0831, you own the line, see if you own.
Yes, sir.
Is you Mr. Cassell?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
The race master himself.
Man.
That's the race master himself.
All right, Mark, we got us a few topics popping off on here tonight. Our main topic was about the street to street car class, which is in the grudge game. But we can also discuss what you got going on at your local track with your list racing and some grudge racing that's coming at your track.
Yeah, I tell you, this thing all evolved, as you guys know, last year. Steve Drummond and Mark Benson had talked about it, and then Mark Benson got with me, and I approached my dad to bring a little life back into US 13. And I'll tell you, you guys have, the guys that are on the list have done a fantastic job. You guys put on an awesome show. Looking over the list tonight, knowing what's going into what we got coming into Wednesday night, that top six or seven are all probably could be number one cars anywhere else. And we're just happy that this thing has taken off. We've been able to give the fans what they want. I've been a bracket racer for a long time. And as I've even told you guys, this stuff has really gotten me excited and even got me looking in directions of what I can do with what I've got to go to do some grudge racing. And I think it's great for the sport. It's what the sport needs because what I found, especially being part of a track promotion, is when you run the grudge races, you'll bring an average of 5 people per car. When we run a bracket race, we can't even average 2 people per car. But the fans want to see it. It's bringing fans to the racetrack. I see people all the time. It's, man, I ain't into racing, but this list shit you guys got going on, that is, I come at it, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So, now, you know, now that the list is there and Heads Up Racing is happening, I feel like that we're doing some good things with the track to put us back in good grace with a lot of the racers. Some nights it's not going to be as good as others. You know, we're in some pretty hot times right now, so track temps and all are hard to control. But I think that we're still going to give everybody a good surface to run on. And now we can start venturing out, looking for other ways to bring in some of the grudge racing. I know last Monday, Tuesday morning, I got a phone call from you and Mr. James Price saying that we had some racers that locked in from across the bay again, and we're looking forward to having them over on Wednesday night, and we're looking forward to sending them home with the tail between their legs like we did the last group. And because I tell you, their money spends real nice over here on the shore. That's what we found out so far. We don't have a hard time at all spending their money. It actually is a lot easier to go out there and spend their money than ours. So, Antoine, man, I give you two thumbs up for what you're doing and being part of the Grudge Inc. I told you guys I was going to be on here. We had a test tonight at the track. And as soon as we got the place locked up, I was trying to get on, but they said I couldn't get on for 23 more hours. So I had to go through. I had to go through my means of contact to get on here. But any of the racers that are out there, we want to invite you over. It's we're a small town mom and pop track, but we like to put on a good show. Our fans love to see it. We love to have you. And so I invite everyone and everybody and anybody's input that can help us to grow this thing as the, you know, weeks and months move on, and then in the next year, really set up some really nice stuff for 2016.
Right, right. I see it coming, Mark. You know, this Grudge deal. So many people are very interested because I get texts and phone calls and all the time, man. Are you guys grudge racing? Is anybody coming from out of town to grudge race? You know, these are people who normally don't go to track. And, you know, I'm like, wow, you know, they asked about grudge racing. You know, I'm like, wow, I guess the heads-up game is done changed everything up. I don't know what with the bracket racing. Maybe they just don't care to see that because I guess it gets boring. But they know money
and
trash talking.
Bracket racing is very, very hard to understand. I mean, if you're not, you know, if you're somebody that grew up like, well, Antoine, you know, you and I grew up, we grew up on the streets racing. And,
right.
You know, I went into bracket racing just because I can go to a bracket race and for $100 I can run for 10 grand. I feel like, you know, I can go there and I feel like I'm competitive enough. You know, if you bring a new person there, you know, their first question is, well, why did that guy leave first? And why did that guy go too fast and he lost? I mean, those are questions that for a new person, it's hard to understand. But when they come up and watch the list in this grudge racing, they know that that tree drops, both cars leave at the same time, and whatever light comes on, left lane, right lane, that's your winner. And you don't have to explain none of that. Everybody can understand that. Fastest man, first to the finish line. That's what it's about. So,
and you know what's crazy about it, Mark? The people, I don't know if it's like a drug, man. When you hear money being vetted, that's like the truckers and hit the drugs or something, man. They want to come and see that, like, it's a drug. I got to see this person lose money or this person win money. That's my team, and that's my team over there. They're so excited just to see this, the crap talking, you know. And
they're
exactly.
I mean, they
that.
Come up to me, and they're like, did they really win $7,800? I'm like, yeah, they did. I mean, the camps are betting, and that's what they walked away with. And people are like, wow. And like you said, it's created so much excitement in people that I guess just wanting to really experience it, you know what I mean, that they got to be there. And, I mean, I was at the car wash today and saw Barry getting our pace car cleaned off. And two or three of them, hey, what, this Wednesday night, they're running, right? I said, yep. You know, man, that's what we're going for. And everywhere we go, it's just the list.
Yep.
So, you know, but my hats are off to you guys. I mean, we're trying to do our best to promote you. You know, I got to give a little thumbs up to Travis Scott, too. I know he's out of your camp, but Travis put some great videos together. And you know, it's a team, and what I like about it, I feel like it's a team effort. Yeah, we got four or five camps there, but we're all working together and trying to help it grow, and we appreciate that. You know, I know my dad does. My dad's not one to say a whole lot, but he does appreciate it, and that's why when I go to him and we need some more time, or you know, I want to run these guys after that, he's working with us. So that's a good thing. He sees it's good for the sport. I think that's the whole thing. He's always been a guy that when he looked at the sport, he wanted to look at what was good for everybody. I mean, it was, you know, back in the day when they switched from class racing to bracket racing, that was because everybody could participate. Now he sees his heads up. It's the same thing. And it kind of takes him back to his old roots. I mean, you know, he grew up with him and Henry Haygood and a lot of them guys that ran around on the street, you know, that was why my grandfather built. That was why my grandfather built the racetrack, because my dad and a bunch of them were street racing, and my grandfather said, "You know what? We'll build the track so that they got a safe place to run." And look at us 53 years later, and the whole sport has basically done a 360, and now we're back to where it all started. You know, so that's I mean, it's good for everybody. So, and as a business owner, there's so much stuff that other people can get into and go and do. We needed to breathe life into it, and you guys have done it. And, I mean, you guys are the ones that put on the show. All we can do is promote it, try to give you a good facility, clean facility, and a good track. And then, you know, we put it in your guys' hands. So I appreciate everything that all the camps that are there, the Drummonds, the Ballards, you guys, Slaughterhouse, Barney Bowen, Mark Benston, all of them. And you know what? Now, hey, the guys that are even wanting to come across the pond and play, you know, we're excited to see more and more people come on.
Oh, yeah, man. I was a person, man, who enjoyed the drive. I said, you know, I'm going to hear flood races everywhere else, man. I said, man, that'd be cool to bring them over our way, you know. Sometimes we can have a little excitement at our place, man. Bring them over our way and give them a shot at us over here, you know, instead of us going to get a shot across the bridge every time. But come over here and get you a shot at dose of this.
That's right.
Ass with them. I guess I won't put it that way.
Home field advantage.
Yeah, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that, man, you know. We got a great tree you got set up now. A lot of people say we got a tricky tree. Now, the thing about our tree, what people got to understand is guys came up with a tree that was basically set up like street racing. Instead of you hitting a flathead right on the street, you would stage the car. You don't need the body front to get straight. And once you stage, pre-stage and stage, you must go on your train wreck or foot wreck or whatsoever and be ready for that green light. You didn't see nothing else. You brown see a blink of the yellow, but that green light is instant green. And I think, myself personally, I truly think grudge racing should have that in all grudge racing sites because nobody can red light.
Right.
It, you know, I think it's the best thing going. To
well,
go ahead and
green, you're not going back to a tape or a video or anything like that. You know, we've got it. I mean, that the electronics speak for itself. It's all there. And I think it takes the guesswork and all that stuff out, and then it gives you guys all – everybody's on the same playing field, and it's fair for one as it is for the other. And, yeah, our tree's a little bit different, but there's a lot of people starting to use it because you can dial it in to most of the timing systems that are out there at the other tracks. CompuLink is probably the number one. Then you got, I think it's TSI and a couple others. But you can dial it into that instant green, and it's a flicker of the three ambers, but it's basically a – instant green. And
right.
You know, we have a varying timer, so you can't sit there and count, think you can, you know, hit it every time. It's just like our, you know, even in our bracket classes, you stage, there's a variance that it sets before it, you know, controls a tree and sets a tree, so that way you can't dial something in and it, you can't anticipate it, or you can't expect it each, you know, to be the same each time. And that there again, it makes it a fair playing field for everybody out there.
Yep. Yeah. But Mark, I tell you, man, it's been great. You know.
Well, I appreciate it. We, you know, you guys have
been great.
Been a big help. So, and we'll continue to listen, and continue to help it grow. I think you guys know every time I post something, I put my phone number on there. I'm always willing to listen. You know, we had to put some rules to it just to make it, again, you got to try to make it a level playing field for everybody. You know, some of these, I know, you know, we watch the TV show, and we all know it's a TV show, but it's pretty much a run what you brung. But we like this, and, you know, but it gives us room to grow. I mean, you can have a small tire list, a big tire list. We can have a Maryland list, a Delaware list. This thing can grow. You know, we have an outlaw list. That can be the out-of-state guys. And you know, room to grow, cash days, you know, whatever we want to do with it. I think the opportunity is endless. And, it's a win-win for everybody. So,
right.
And if it's not a two-way street, 9 times out of 10, it ain't never worked. So,
right.
I mean, it's good. I know a lot of these, like yourself and other shops, hey, they're picking up business. You know, people are wanting, they're wanting stuff put on. They're wanting to upgrade. So, as we said, the performance industry wins. They're selling more stuff. Our shops are getting, you know, putting roll cages in. And so, it you got to make sure that everybody gets a little piece of the pie.
Right.
And when we do, then that, you know, makes it successful, and we can keep this thing growing.
Cool. Now, the question, how do you like the grudge racing, you know, along with the list at the point when you see that those guys come out of town and they pretty much challenge us, talking about their U.S. 13, when we show them it's not belong to us. They're not going to take our track from us. We're going to hold our own. So, you know, what do you think about the grudge racing that comes along, you know, with us running the list, and we have a separate grudge racing, you know, with these fellas,
and that's where, you know, like we did the first week that, I'm trying to think of, I think his name is Mr. Bruce Stiles. I call him Mr. Stiles. He says he's a king. I haven't figured out what he's a king of yet, but anyway, but he brought his group over. And you know, we gave him the hospitality, but I'll let that go. Getting back to your point, I think that the way we're handling it, you know, we do our list, we do our call outs, and then that period from like 9, 9:30, 10, it fits right in because we get done what our guys need to get done. But then when these guys come over, I think it gives them a good track because then we've had enough hits on it. And mm-hmm. So they can't walk away and say, oh, man, you know, we could get hooked up to that damn place and da, 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 and all the excuses that go on them T-shirts. We want to make sure that the track's there, everybody hooks, and the wind light comes on. You snooze, you lose. We've seen that happen. So, you know, it's, but
hey,
I do like the grudge part. Yeah.
Yeah. They said we got the tricky tree.
Yeah, the tricky tree. It ain't nothing
we
like
got
pulling up to
tree.
A stoplight. It ain't everywhere I ever raced when the man flicked the flashlight on, I was gone. When he dropped his arm, I was gone. That's the way it works. When that green light comes on, you need to leave. You don't need to be sitting there checking no RPMs.
No, sir. You know,
so,
be ready.
Yep. When you come to Del Mar, when you stage, that means you're ready. If you're not, all you're going to do is see the brake lights of the 302 cars. That's all we can tell
you. You're giving somebody the brake, the wiggle, or whatever you want to call it. You got to go play catch up.
That's right. But, no, we like the grudge. And my dad is, you know, you guys know my pop. He's old school, but he is opening up. You know, it's just like when I go to him and say, hey, 9 o'clock, I got this, this, and this. We shut the time runs down, and it really gives, I think, our guys, especially now, you know, I heard JJ and a couple others are coming over. That's fine. You know, they can make some hits and be in the mix so that people can see it, and we will fit them in the schedule. We will make it happen. You know, the list is our thing. You're not going to – if you're good enough to get on the list – or you think you're good enough to get on the list, come try. We don't think you are. We got enough cars around here. We'll knock you off the list. But
there you go.
So that leads you to the grudge racing. If you want a grudge, come on over because we're going to send you home just like you came. You know what I mean? You're going to go back hurting. But I'm going to brag about the 302. We's undefeated. There ain't nobody beat us yet. And I don't see nothing in the future. So... And I looked in the crystal ball, and there ain't nothing there but the field.
That's what I'm talking about, the crystal ball. Now these fellas over here, you know, that's coming to do this grudging, you know, they're always saying, now, Jeff Rogers, you heard of him, you know him, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Jeff Rogers has a pro mod, and he has a 28-inch tar car, Mustang. He said he got a small block Ford. I guess he's got two carburetors on it. And he's locked in with Steve Rumman on Wednesday, 5 on 1500.
Yes,
and explain that it's $500 if no one show up
the other that's there gets 500 automatically. Or right. If he just said, I don't want to race, they get the 500. But if they run, they're running for 15. Jeff said he will be here around 5:30, and he said he wants to do battle. And I said, well, you can come on over here, Jeff, but you're going to get sent back across the water. He said he don't think there's nothing over here can handle him. I want to run number one. He said he wants to run the number one person on the list for $3,000. Well, I said, well, you got to do your grudge race first, and we'll see what happens after that.
Right.
But we're gonna have, he said he don't know how many is coming. He said, but he could have 25 people following him. I don't know what he meant, his spectators, entourage, or whatever he may call them. But I know that was supposed to be several other people coming over here. They want to beat up on the 302, but that's not gonna happen because we're gonna smash the 410 and the 443.
Right.
So you know,
and we know that. That's why. I think I posted a few weeks ago when after Mr. Styles brought his group over, that's why they make the easy pass lane for them, because they gonna need it, because they ain't getting no easy pass when they get over here, but it'll help them, you know, with the bridge toll when they go back. So
right.
And if they need some gas money, you know, hey, look, we show the hospitality. We scrounged up, you know, 15, 20 bucks on the back home. That's not a problem. So, they can come over anytime they want, and they're coming, I heard, this Wednesday. We'll roll out, you know, we'll roll out the red carpet for them. We'll give them all the hospitality they want. And then when they get their ass waxed, they're just going back home and try to group up three or four more and come back over. And, some point in time, you would think that somebody's going to learn. It takes a while, and we got a good bunch of teachers over here. So we teach them a lesson, and then we send them back.
Right. We don't mind putting a person in class, you know, college anyway. We give them some college
courses.
Yeah,
I mean, they all
got
to go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody got to go to school.
Yeah.
So we're just school. Lisa Ray and Eleanor and Corn Liquor and Boosted Deuce and Blue Ice and the Hawk.
Two Barrel.
Two Barrel. I mean, look.
Even
hold
up now. One thing, y'all.
Little Poppy. I ain't leaving Poppy out now.
There
Yoda.
You go.
That's it. And even the Gatekeeper, Black Ice. I know they're going to get that thing right. So it's the Black Ice, the Blue Ice. We got it all. And they can come, you know, we're like the superheroes. they can come on over and get all they want. And that's what I hope this call's doing. That's why I want to get on here. I respect everybody, but there's nothing there for the 302. I can tell you right now. I know Cecil County, you know, they did a little cut and paste and tried to copy everything we had. Them boys are welcome. Come on down too, and you know, I'm gonna keep talking to Mr. Bradshaw, and we're gonna get two or three tracks in the middle of this and see if we can't put a list together at each one, and then give us something to shoot for. Like I said, 2016 I think will be a huge year, and we're not even finished with 2015 yet.
Because we have to have a list finals.
Yeah, I mean,
a list
finals. I will tell you, I have wrote to everybody from the Discovery Channel, Street Outlaws, to Midwest, to Farm Truck. I've sent all the messages I can that the 405 is welcome to come to the 302. I haven't got much response yet, but I'll be staying on that too. We can take a little television time here on the Eastern Shore. We'll take them to the beach.
Yeah.
You know, they can see the ocean, and then we'll send them on back to Oklahoma. So we're good with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
anything
man,
between the 302 and the 405 that wants to come up, our track is open, and we'll welcome anybody in.
Yeah, that's a lot of you know, good thing about this list thing and the grudge racing thing, there's a few fellows, I'll say women maybe, that had cars setting up that they had lost interest in racing, and they're deciding to put these back together to come get some racing in. And yep. I find that pretty cool for that to happen. That's very interesting to me that that people figure that, man, you know, this is worth coming back for, man. You know, I like this thing. That little money and win me something. I'm tired of just putting all the money out. I want to be able to try to get something back. But, you know, look, I got somebody on this line. I don't know. We're going to stick him in here. He got his hand up. 7807. Your mic is open if you got a question to throw in here at the conversation.
Yes, sir. Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, are you guys scared of the Cecil County guys? You know, they say they the man on the with the list. I mean, what's the deal? 302 scared of Cecil County or what?
I don't think we're scared of that.
Okay, I'm just wondering when can we make this race happen? You know. Hey, Mr. Cathal, can you make that happen? Can you make that an end of the year showdown or something like that?
Oh, that yes, sir. I will. I'll get with Mr. Benston and we'll call. We'll contact Mr. Crouch and just ask him. You know, what's it going to take to get them boys to come down here and see what they got? I mean, you know, if they need to, I saw on there that they have to have their little, what is it, 7 mile drive or whatever. What I saw it takes come from Salisbury to Del Mar, so we can do the little 7 mile drive, whatever they need.
Right.
But, yeah, they need to bring whatever they got. And it's as easy to send them west. You know, we've been sending everybody back home west. We can send them back home north. I mean, you know, we got a compass there in Del Mar. We give them directions to go back home after they get whacked. So
okay.
They're invited. Come on down. They like the Price is Right. Just come right on down.
I got you. You know, I haven't heard much. I mean, you know, I don't. Is there rules but the same or, you know?
Well, from what I mean, they're similar. I know at first they took the actual list rules we had. Then they did go that at one time they were talking about, I think they had to be tagged, insured. You had to drive them there. Then they came back and I saw something about a 7 mile. They got if somebody wants to call you out, you have to do a 7 mile trip or something like that. But I think tire size, we're really close. The only difference that I know of, Mark Benson and I talked about, I believe they let them run the 315, where I think we go to the 295. Yeah.
I've seen that rule myself.
Right. And I don't know that any of our guys would have any trouble with that. We allow the wide size on the 28 and 29. And we do allow up to the 295, and then we allow the 30 by 10 and a half. We just don't, you know, leave that in the W. But
right.
Other than that, I think most of their weight breaks are about the same. I think motors, adders, and all that stuff are, you know, the power adder is about the same.
Right. So now do they run you know twice a month or how do they you know?
They're running, I believe, on a Wednesday, too, and they're also doing some stuff on a Friday night. But like I said, I will make sure to get with Mark Benston. I know Mark had talked to Dale at one time, and Dale, they were definitely interested. So, like I said, we're definitely open, I think, in the fall. We would, you know, love to. I mean, they're just starting this list too, so they've only had a couple races. And
right.
Maybe what we need them to do is make sure they get some a good field of 10, and we can pair them up. And we'll do a north and south battle. You know, battle of the north and south. So.
Oh yeah.
We're doing the Battle of the Bay now, and so far we're undefeated. So now we just, you know, we'll start a new one, a north and south.
So
that sounds like that'd be good. A real good race, you know.
Yeah, I think it will be. And I know, I mean, Dale's got a little Nova up there that runs good. And there's a couple other boys that I've seen up there that have got some good running cars, and that's what we want, you know.
Now, are these guys lighting the scoreboard up, or are these guys lighting the scoreboard up, or is no time like US 13?
Oh no, yeah, they're just like US 13. They don't put a score time up. I've seen a couple videos on the YouTube that they've posted running a lot like ours. It's an instant green, and they run the eighth mile and no time. So it's the both programs are very similar. They mirror each other. So I think we're definitely on the same track. And like I said, a little tweaking here or there. I know for a fact that Dale runs the 315 radio on his. So
that sounds good. I think that'll be one hell of a race. Bad is not bad.
Yep, and that's what we need. I mean, we can put the Mid-Atlantic region on the map. So,
yes, sir.
And like I said, the list is one thing, but we do like the grudge. You know, I mean, we like the grudge, and we're slowly but surely we're getting some guys over here. We're excited that we came up with a program. I know it's a little bit of a copycat, but we made it our own, and you don't have to always have the original idea. You just got to make it, make it work the best for your area.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir. Well, I'm gonna go back on news. I was just sitting here listening. I didn't hear nobody come up with it. I didn't know whether 13 was scared or what.
No.
Well, that's an instigator there. Good God.
A good comedy is always good, man. And I mean, they can, we're ready for them.
Well,
and we'll put the message out.
Hey, Mr. Jones, do you think next week you can get probably the Race Master from one of those tracks on?
We probably can. We have to, get in contact with who's the Race Master at season. And, we can get him on the show next week and see what they got to say.
Yeah, we'll see if we can't get Mr. Crouch on here.
That sounds
I'll tell him. I'll tell him I'll be happy to come on if he wants to come on.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, Mark, Mr. Cathell, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Right. Coming up at the end of this year, I'm on the committee. I'm just being funny here to a point. This cash days. Have we come close to a date coming up?
I'd love to incorporate it into our two-day show, the Halloween Shootout. I just want to make sure that it doesn't the schedule doesn't interfere with some other things you guys would be doing. But I think to end the year that way would be great. I like the cash day deal. We've talked about it a couple times. Where we'll just all the guys put the money in the pot. We'll take the top 10. You draw a number. Whoever you draw, that's your first round pair. And let's see what we come up with. Out of a 4 or 5 round race.
Yep. I think that'll be real nice, and that alone will be exciting. The crowd.
Oh yeah. Right.
Now, hey, Mark, I got an idea for that. Now, at Cash Days, in the month of September, everybody can pay in up to, depending on what we set the cash up at. You know what I'm saying? Like, say if we said 500 for each team or 1,000 for each team, we can pay up to that point. Or they can start doing it now, actually, but pay up to that point. So those 10 cars come. If it's $1,000, $10,000, the winner take, 75% maybe, and runner-up take about 25%, that's how it would work out. Something real nice, that's definitely
right. We can, at the list headquarters, I'm sure we can start a layaway plan. It'd be just like Christmas. If Kmart's got it, I know the list can have it.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I would, I'd like to see even, you know, maybe the 2-day show where, let's say we lock in our final 10, and you start with maybe number 10 runs number 9, and the winner of that then gets to run number 8, you know what I mean? And we work our way up, and you're eliminated as you lose. But then, like I said, like you were saying, throw in a, you know, everybody on that last day, it's a cash day. You pull your numbers, you know, we'll pull the top 10. Who you pull, that's your first round pairing. And from there, we'll let the ladder span it out. And I think that'll be a great thing. I think that'll be a great thing. Like you say, our guys can walk away with some good money.
Yeah, that'd be great, man, to do something like that. I think it'll be a very interesting thing. It'd be a good gamble. 1774 young, you can speak on, add in here, but it'd be a good deal. 1774. Is that Mr. Jimmy on here? Hey, 1774, you're on the line. Guess he ain't gonna say no.
Kick him off. Kick him off.
He must be from Cecil County.
Yeah. He must be from Cecil County. He don't know how to take his phone off mute.
Yeah, he don't suck his stuff on here. He don't want to talk.
I know who it is. He got to hit the one button to talk.
Tell it, Jimmy.
He hit the one button. I know who it is.
Who is it?
Huh? It's Mr. Jimmy Fisher. That's who it is.
Put him on blast.
He must got his phone on mute.
Tell me that's the young gun. Don't he got a race coming up?
Not Wednesday, but he got one coming up, I think, in a couple weeks.
Okay.
He got somebody on August 9th or something, right?
I think it's 8th.
Oh, is it 8th? Yeah, August. You're talking about Del Mar, right?
Yeah. No, that's at Butch Peak, I think.
Okay, and all right. I know they talked about locking in too with Del Mar.
Yeah, they were talking about it, but at the time they didn't know if Jordan would be back fast enough from school.
Oh, I got you. So.
Let me tell you something. I'm sitting here on the internet and looking at J.J. Rogers.
Uh-oh.
A video on DMV Grudge. Oh my goodness, this dude is funny, man.
I'm trying to keep his on here, Jimmy. He was on here earlier, but he's not on here now. I was him. He jumps his stuff. J.J. Rogers is very funny, but man, this Grudge thing to me. When it gets around August, that's when I had the most fun with it because the months get cooler.
Right.
And I have a good time at it, so I'll be traveling with the Grudge Inc. shows. They're having two of them down south, where they got the one at Bud Creek and they got the one at Cecil in August, and they got two of them in September. And they want to do one at your track. Want me to set this thing up? To do one at your track. Want to sit down and talk to you as your father and see what we can come up with maybe in the month of October, I believe.
Yeah, and you know, it might be something where we have a Saturday. You know, we have the speedway and the dragway, so that kind of handcuffs us there a little bit. But I know as we get into late September and October, we open up a few schedules, you know, dates as far as our Saturdays. And
yeah,
we can try to take a look at that And I know my dad would be open to sit down with you and then see what we could do with the Grudge Inc. and put on a full-blown Grudge Day. And see what we can come up with. You know, we're definitely, we see the interest, and we're definitely open to suggestions and open to you guys coming in, and we'll sit down and see if we can't come up with something.
Yeah, let's let it get going, man. Get it, you know, get something moving. You know, I talked to the owner of the Sanction Body, Jay Barnes. He wants to try to do something like, you know, once a year, you know, something like that in Delaware Division. Like I said, it's a sanctioned body. You know, it's not like just an organization or nothing like that. And they're trying to have different races in different, you know, states. You know, they're trying to put something together. You guys own this drag strip in Delaware, so that's a plus, you know. I mean, you know.
Plus, it's a centralized location. Where a lot of a lot of guys is only maybe Cecil, less than 2 hours, Capital, less than 2 hours, Bunch Creek is the same distance that we go to them, you know,
right.
And New Jersey, New York. So you actually have one of the better locations because you know after they lose.
Yeah, when you look at a 5 or let's say even a 5 hour drive, you know
right. We're
at New York. You know, we're at Western Maryland. We're down to, you know, almost to North Carolina and the coastal plains area. So
right,
in what you would consider is a less than an 8 hour drive, we could hit a lot of racetracks and teams and groups looking for something. So and as you know, we have held the bracket finals back when we were in NHRA. And the first year we ever had it, we had 891 race teams parked around there. So we could definitely hold a large event. We've held them before. And so as we've discussed, you know, there's nothing, you know, just a few things that we would have to go over with you guys. I think things you told me you touched on the last time is our safety rules. We got to make sure when these guys come in, there's not a liability hanging over our head. You know, we want the guys to have at least, you know, belts up to date, helmets that are within date. Blow off valves on. Yeah. So, and you know, some of the guys with the Mustangs to make sure you got the back panels that are covered from where the fuel cell and anything else would be. Just some minor things. You know, I know we look at other things, even like, you know, some of these with the making sure the studs on the axles, you know, running a stock stud or something. That's a little scary. But just a few things, you know, we're with the IHRA, we know their rules are a little bit more, I want to say lenient and more towards a sportsman racer or, and the guys like ourselves. So, but from a liability standpoint, you know, we have a lot invested. It's a multi-million-dollar motorsports complex, and we have to make sure that we're covered as well. So we don't want anybody to make a 2 or 3 hour trip, and we have to turn them down. And that's why I'd at least like to put it out there now that if you come, those are the few things we are definitely going to look for, and we ask that you at least have those in place.
Yeah, that's an understandable thing, Mark. You know, anything can happen in drag racing, and before they say,
yeah, I think most of us witnessed that the other week, you know, with what happened with Mr. Mason. You know, things happen, and you just, you want to make sure that at least, and it's not just for, you know, the liability or safety of the track, it's for you, the driver. I know, Twan, me and you have talked. You know, we both race, and we put everything on. I got the neck collar, the gloves, the, you know, wind and net, the helmet, the suit, because I feel like my life, whether I'm bracket racing or whatever I'm doing, I've got some value to it. So I know some of these guys are like, it never happened to me, but If it can happen, what they call it, Murphy's Law, it will. So that's all we ask the guys when they come over. I know some of these tracks don't really check a whole lot, but we do. I know Jim Bradshaw with Capital, we've been talking. They've stepped up their tech program because he sees a liability. And it's just the some small minor things. Make sure you got it and got it in place, and then we can all race and have a good time.
That's right. That is right. You know, safety is first, man. If you don't care about your life, man, that's pretty crazy. But I care about mine, so I'll be as safe as I can.
Yep. I got a thing. I want to discuss. Hopefully, we'll get something else going. It's been talk of the bike list. We're going to discuss this at a later date. But Slaughterhouse we have a bike too. We just don't put the cars on it. We got a bike. Antoine works on it for. And we're going to try to talk about a possible bike list. Get a couple of people. And then we'll get that going. Also, maybe, like you said, later on down the line, maybe a big car list.
Yeah.
Guys will make a little bigger car, different chassis and stuff. And like you said earlier, it's endless. And the opportunity is there. You can get a lot of stuff going. And all we got to do is have a forum, a place to talk about it, be about it. We'll see how it goes.
Yep, and we do. And I'm really looking forward to the big car list and some different chassis things. so I can make my way down to the garage there on Cedar Street and get some things done. I've already got everything in place, but we just right now we don't make it. But and there again, that's what I'm saying. You guys, for years you all have been talking to us about it. And I gotta say, man, I'm one of the biggest fans. I love writing about it. I love putting the articles up and going through what happened on the weekend. And then putting them out there, and that's because you live the experience and you start to love the experience. And I can't take nothing away. You guys, what you guys do is exciting, and I'm looking forward to being a part of it when we can expand it just a little bit. So, but for right now, I'll play my race master role and work with you guys to make it happen for right now.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's what it should be. And doing a good job, Mark.
But we are looking at the bikes. We're looking at a big car. I mean, Antoine, I guess if we put a bike list together, are you going to ride or are you going to stay on four wheels?
No.
Drove everything else.
I'm gonna stay
on them four wheels. I'm gonna let them have those
wheels. Good. I knew you had something in common. Yeah, guy. Them two wheel guys have that.
we're not gonna
stay on the four wheel side.
Yeah, we can't let Antoine. I'm not saying he can't ride, but we can't let him move with him right now. All he can do is work on.
Mark, you smooth mouth, Mark.
Yep, I'm with you. But I just check and make sure because you drove everything else. But no, we're gonna try to meet with the guys Thursday, and see what they've got, put some things together. These guys, we worked this year to try to build our bike program up a little more. I mean, we have a good bike program week in and week out. I mean, you go to other tracks and you look how many we have a very strong bike program. And they're again the guys that come to us. They wanted the Crazy Eight races. We added some of them in. We did the bike brawl this year. It started small, but that you got to start somewhere, and we'll keep building that up. And hopefully, I'm hoping over the winter I can work on getting some sponsorship and build that up. put some money up to make that event grow. And so I like the direction we're going. I think we're going in the right direction. And it's gonna take a little bit of time. And like I said, if I can get out there and beat the streets, and we got some good people out there, and I think once we start proving ourselves, the sponsors and some other things will come back in. And it doesn't take a lot. It takes a little bit from most groups. I mean, Jerry Ketterman just showed us that. Jerry puts on that race, and now we just did the thing for the pro guys, and I think they really enjoyed it. And now, now we got something there. So now we're keeping our bracket guys happy. We start with the grudge stuff, and I think we can have a lot to offer folks in the years to come.
No doubt. So hopefully, like you said, we'll talk about the bike stuff Thursday, and then over maybe top of next year we'll start talking about the big tar with no bar.
Yep. Hey, Antoine, I still want to see you on that bike. I want to see you on two wheels.
No, Mark.
Hey, I can handle two wheels.
Yeah,
I know you can handle it. That's what you call yourself, the sniper?
Yeah. Or the sniper.
No,
okay.
Marcus, you're playing games now. You're being funny. No. We need him on four wheels. You're not getting on the bike. He can sit on the seat.
Okay.
Antoine will be in charge of the push bike.
I'll be a good bike rider, though.
Yeah. I believe in all that, but we need you on the car side and the bike side. But you just wrench on this bike, and then you can go ahead and drive the car. No.
Oh man!
Hey, look, I'm gonna put off the bike, and I ain't even got to ride the bike yet.
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be a good little thing going on too. Get some of them bike guys on next week. I see a lot of them got a lot of opinions, and seem to want to voice their opinion.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, as we all know, we know Mr. Marcus Wongus from the Wongus Boys Racing. They got about 86 Novas.
Hey, look, I think we need to have a Nova race.
A Nova race, good Lord. Yep. Y'all would dominate the field.
There's 89 Wongus Boys and 87 Novas.
Yes, sir. Oh, man.
That's one thing about it, Antoine. You can't have all the Wongus Boys on this call. You never get through the night.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. If you get just another one on there, oh man, you might run up till up till 3 o'clock. I ain't gonna say his name, but it start with a T and end with a Wongus. You do the rest.
You ain't never lie. So, man, I gotta give them credit. They race now. They race bikes, okay. Cars, feet.
Yes, sir. That's another thing. Mr. Twan, we're looking for a foot race Wednesday night. I got my pops said anybody, what he said, Mr. Price, 35 on up?
Yeah, 35 on up.
35 hey, up, we're looking for a foot race.
Hey, give me a couple weeks out, get in seat, and I'll go ahead and race.
Mr. Cassell, you want to jump in on that race?
Man, have you seen how big I am? I will race him from the pre-stage to the stage light.
Hey, look, we make it fire now. We make it fire. We giving them the kit. We giving them the lead, and we doing it all, man.
Well,
okay.
Well, I'll race him. I'll be on the gator.
No.
Who's doing the foot grudge racing? Who's doing the foot grudge racing?
Who's on the foot grudge racing?
Yeah, who you Dirt?
Mr. Dirt Longer. He's the one doing the foot racing. He's 40, I ain't going to say his age, but he's 40 plus years old, and he's looking for a foot race any night at the racetrack.
Hey,
if I'm a bet man, now if I can call my it's like, what is that? You want to be a millionaire? Who wants to be a millionaire? my lifeline
yeah.
would be Ben Tate Sr. to see if I could get Ben Tate Jr. in.
No, he's too young.
Come on,
man. We talk about guys and stuff every day, guys. We ain't talking about no professionals, ball players.
Hey, well, Marcus, if I'm going to put my money, you know,
Yeah, you got to secure that money. What do they call it? Gap insurance? I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, gap insurance, yeah. Yep. We're going to make sure that the Gap band will be there selling Gap insurance on Wednesday night, too. So don't
yes, sir. Charlie Wilson will be in the building.
Well, I will say this. I got my money on any 40-plus-year-old against Derrick Wonga Sr. I believe I will put my money up.
Yes, sir. I have to say, I tell you, we have fun. We have fun, and it ain't about no money. It's not, you know, it's about just having a good old time at a good local family organ. It's a track, US 13, man.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna
try
to keep it going. We've been at my time. I said, you know, this year. You got your 52nd year. I said, I hope we can keep it going another 50 years. So,
Yes, sir. That's what we're about.
We don't need it. We don't need a Walmart there. We need to keep the drag racing going.
Hey,
Dirt. If I was in shape, I'd give you a run.
You got a run?
I said, if I was in shape, I would give you a run.
You in shape?
Man, I ain't in shape for no running, but if I was in shape, I'd give you a run.
Hey, if you didn't have pants, if you couldn't put no pants on, I wouldn't say you was in shape. You got a shape on you, don't you? You got to put pants on.
Hey, my muscles are tired.
Oh, your muscles are tired? Okay.
Yeah, my muscles are tired.
Well, man, they sell something called I believe muscle milk. It helps you, you know, get back in shape. You know, we're gonna bring some of that at the track. We're gonna bring some of that to the track. But we're looking for a race. We're looking for a foot race.
Man, I'm gonna start working out. Then give me about a month. I'm gonna start working out now to come try you.
All right, I'm gonna make sure I get my spies out there. You know, we they got a spy at the end of the track now, so I gotta make sure I get one in the gym. And let's see what's going on. Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, fellas, the show is about to end. We got to get back together next Monday night, and get some more people. And we'll talk about Wednesday results next Monday.
Yep.
I'm trying to get somebody from Cecil County.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. I think that'll definitely be a very interesting show.
Yep.
Right.
All
yeah,
right,
load up.
We will see you. I'll see you all on Wednesday night and Friday night.
Yes, sir. See you guys Wednesday night.
Come on, too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
it only took me an hour to get on the show, but maybe next time I'll get it right.
Uh-oh. Juan, you got to get that right, Juan.
Yeah, you can get on that good next round.
Yep. I will make sure of it.
All right,
fellas.
All right, Mark.
All right.
All right, buddy. I'll see you guys.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right,
man. Later. End that show. End that show.
You got to end it.
You got to end it.
Did you hang up?
Yeah, I got a great hang. I'm going to go do me now. Let me get me up there.
All right, man.
All right, Jim.
All right, later.